Amen. Is he wonderful to you?
Let's all stand, if you will.
Bow our heads.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we're truly, once again, thankful. Lord, we feel privileged to have that call in our hearts to come, Lord, and just gather around your word speaking to us. We're so thankful, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, as we open this service, may you get the glory and honor in every phase, Father. Lord, look deep into our hearts. And as Lord, we know you will and you can. You know every heart here. You know where we're short, what word we're lacking. Maybe a word we need to understand a little greater. Lord, it's my prayer to just reveal it to us in a mighty way tonight. Have your way now, Lord. Through the songs, Father, may you just prepare our hearts for your word. Lord, we ask all this and we thank you for it all in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I love him so much. Turn with me in our only believes at 146. At the cross where I first saw the light. Amen. Alas, and did my Savior know, even my sovereign died, would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Was it here, Lord, I
'twas there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the days.
Amen. Oh, what a happy day it was, saints. Praise his name. Page 157, same book there. Anchored in Jesus. Amen.
Upon life's boundless ocean, where mighty billows roll, I fix my hope in Jesus, blessed anchor of my soul. When trials fierce assail me and storms are gathering o'er, I rest upon his mercy and trust him.
Shall not be moved. Amen. Praise his name.
Jesus is my Savior. I shall not be moved. In his love and favor, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water. Oh, I shall not be moved. Amen. Oh, I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. Oh, I shall not be moved. Oh, in my Christ abiding, I shall not be moved. In his love I'm hiding, I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. Oh, I shall not be moved. Oh, I shall not be moved, just like a tree. Oh, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the water. Oh, I shall not be moved. Oh, I shall not be. I shall not be moved. I shall not be. I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the water. Oh, I shall not be moved. Oh, glory, hallelujah, I shall not be moved. Anchored in Jehovah, I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the water. Oh, just like a tree that's planted by the water. Oh, I shall not be moved. Oh, I shall not be. I shall not be moved. I shall not be. I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the water.
Determined, praise his holy name. His grace and his mercy set you on that rock. Amen. Praise his holy name. Brother Luke, would you like to come up for the offering? It's a blessing, if you will.
Lord, we thank you for everything you've done for us. And pray you'll take friends and everything we say as you and have our own way. And bless this service, bless this offering for that thing you can.
Amen. I'm so glad Jesus set me free.
I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. Well, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm so glad, oh, that Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. Well, I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. Well, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free.
Amen. If you're free, you're free. free indeed.
Amen.
Praise his holy name. How many have something on your heart, a request, a need? Amen. Hold it on your heart. Brother Philip, would you take the request again tonight?
Heavenly Father, once again, we're glad for the privilege we have to be here again this evening, Lord. We realize the hour that we're living in, Lord, and the more often we can gather together, Lord, to gather around your word, Lord, to have your word that brought to our remembrance, Lord, and to our hearts, to the heart, Lord, that we understand, Lord, that what your will and your purpose might be in our lives in this hour in which we live, Lord. And we realize, Lord, that the battles may be strong sometimes, Lord, and thy God, we might have to stand against the devil and all of his forces, Lord, but we realize that victory is ours through Jesus Christ, Lord. Our Lord. And we pray tonight, Father, you meet every need here this evening, Lord, and thy God, every need, every desire was upon the heart, Lord, when they raised their hand, Lord.
Oh,
whether it was for a closer walk with you, Lord, or whether they had a physical need or a material need, whatever it was, Lord, we pray that you'd grant it unto thy God, your people, Lord, that they might be able to give you the glory and the honor for meeting the need. And we pray tonight for thy word, Lord, that you anoint the messenger, Lord. Anoint his lips as he speaks, Lord.
Yes,
and thy God, I pray, Father, that you anoint him upon him, Lord, my God. And Lord, that he just be speaking, Lord, as the oracles
Jesus,
of Christ, Lord,
Jesus.
Even tonight, Lord. And may it stir our hearts, Lord. Those, Lord, that they, thy God, need you as their Savior, Lord. And prick their heart, Lord. And those that have a greater desire, Lord, to serve you, Lord, and prick their hearts, Lord.
Yes,
thy God, we might draw closer to you. We ask these things now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise his holy name. You may be seated. Amen. Would there be a special song tonight? Amen. It'd be so wonderful. Praise his holy name. All right, let's all stand. Sing Only Bleeds, ask a brother to come.
Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe.
Precious Lord Jesus, Lord, help our unbelief, O God. Father, help us to yield to you in every word that you give to us. And may we never, Lord, push anything aside that truly we have need of, that you give us through your word, and push it aside as though, Lord, it was not needed in our life. But, O God, as you speak your precious word to our hearts, may we open up our hearts to you, Lord, that you would just be able to, Lord, remove all the crust, all the things, Lord, that would hinder that precious revelation of entering into our hearts. For Lord, we must be a people that will live by faith and express it, Lord. It would manifest. It would be vindicated, Lord Jesus. So we ask that you would help us tonight as we just go back in this little subject tonight. And Lord, just bless us, Lord, is our prayer. In your holy, precious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Are you thankful to be here?
Amen.
On this cold night, and kind of damp coldness, you know. But so thankful for the holy fire burning on the inside. Amen. Let's turn our Bibles, if you'd like, to the book of Hebrews. And let's pick up in here. And I won't hold you too long tonight. Amen. I'd just like to refresh your mind back to some things. And maybe we'll pick really our main subject up maybe next time. But I'd just like you to, as we read some scriptures here, I want you to think about this, and I'm asking you to meditate upon it this week. Will you do that? And get the Bible out and read even these things again that I'm going to read to you tonight. But let's read Hebrews 11th chapter, and let's begin the first verse. Very, very familiar scriptures. And I want you to think about now again, and keep in mind, any time God revealed something to his people, his elected, it expressed. It's so simple. It's so easy to see. You see it vindicated. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. See what kind of report was given? Okay. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now, may the Lord bless you in this word, and you may be seated. I want to spend a little time here. Through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God. Now, that sounds like it just be... we can just accept it because he said it, you know. Well, he said the word of God, or the world was framed by the word of God. So now, what's the revelation about it, you know? Because he said by faith, it's revealed, you see. Read it again. Through faith we understand. Again, what does faith do? The prophet taught on it many times. It's what will give you the understanding, you see. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So we must understand that by faith, you see. By faith, Abel offered unto God, we mentioned this this morning, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. Now look what again, what faith did. Okay, it showed us that he was righteous. Okay, same thing the word is going to do to those today, the bride. When she's able to receive revelation of the word of God, it's going to show she's the righteous one through Jesus Christ. It's going to show that she is elected, predestinated, sons, daughters of God, okay? By faith, Abel offered God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Now remember again, the prophet said here, Enoch was a type of the bride. And Enoch, by faith, okay, the receiving the revelation from God, and remember, revelation is truly divine. The prophet said in things that are to be, he said the revelation is divine. Why? Because it comes from God, the divine God. And he says here, and he says, it was not found because God had translated him. Now listen, translate him. For before his translation, he had this testimony Now again, this is all through faith. It's all what God revealed to Enoch. Okay? Had his testimony that he pleased God. Now how else could we ever be in a position with Christ today and know that we please him other than through faith? Because in our own works we can't. No, it's impossible. We cannot live this life in ourselves. There's no way we can please God in ourselves without faith. Is that right? Amen. Because again, now, if we tried to bring it to even to our own thoughts, our own way of thinking, that we can please God without this revelation, we're very fooled. Because the Word of God said, without faith, it is impossible, it tells here. Okay? But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now you notice today how people are doing. If the Word of God isn't being revealed, you can openly see things being done that doesn't please God. Now, when I say that, it's because now, how do I know it doesn't please God? Because this thing's done contrary to the Word of God. If we received faith, if we had a new birth and able to receive revelation from God, the entire Word of God, then the thing of it is, you would see it vindicate itself. So it's not hidden, it's not covered up, it's not concealed to where you'd never know anything about it. But when it's revealed, it vindicates itself, and you see it vindicating through that person. And again, we could go right back to the token message, how the prophet talked about the literal life of Christ and how that life would be made manifest. It would be expressed. He said, what word did he use? It'd be on display. And if we used a little illustration one time, you know, if you got a little showcase and you've got some goods you want to display, what do you display it for? So people passing by could see it and maybe purchase it or whatever it's out there for. But you put it on display. And that's what God does. He puts his people on display so that other people going by can see that you belong to him and you are one of his righteous. You are one of his ones that please him. You are one of the ones in this age especially will also not see death. All right? If you live long enough to go in the rapture, you'll not see death. No. You'll not see it. Your body will change in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, the scripture says. Can you believe that? All right? Now, the only way you're going to reach that place is through faith. Okay? Again, we mentioned today, as Brother Branham said, it'll take more faith in this age than any other age. Any other time, it'll take more faith now than ever. Okay? So he says here, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. Okay? The world wasn't destroyed yet with water. So you couldn't see it yet. But God warned him he was going to destroy the earth with water. And warned him to build this large boat. And told him what to do and told him what the animals would do and everything. Told him exactly what would happen. And so again, what did Noah do? By it being revealed to him, he went right to work. Your hammer started flying. Your axes started throwing the chips of wood. Because he was expressing what God revealed to him. Now, these things sound so elementary. But we'll find out if we really are receiving faith or not. It's so easy, as we said last Thursday night, it's so easy to say, I got a revelation of that. God revealed that to me. Did he? If he did, it will express. Simple as that. See? You might say, well, I know the Lord revealed to me that what a real housewife is to be and what a real wife to her husband is to be. Then is it expressing that? Or are you still trying to take the position of the head? Are you still not respecting your head, the husband? Huh? See, there's always these things that expresses one way or the other. And it shows whether it's been revealed or whether it hasn't been revealed. And that's what I want you to notice. how the Word so plainly, God has given us so plainly, reveals and shows whether you've got a revelation or not. You know, we kind of think maybe sometimes in the wrong way about a revelation. We think, well, God revealed this to me, and we're just going to hold this in our head. And I'm just going to agree with it. Yeah, I received this. You can't just hold it in your head. It'll express. And you can't help yourself, you see, if it's been revealed. But we're living in a time and age where words are so cheap it comes to man's mouth. I mean, he can say anything. And he can make all kind of claims and say he's this and that and this and that and the other. And it don't mean nothing. I mean, it's just because it's not real. And God is wanting to make sure that this word is revealed to a people in this age. It truly expresses like he said it would express. It would live. It would manifest. There wouldn't be no maybe about it. There wouldn't be no thing of people just sitting there listening to the messages, maybe even listen, put on a tape of the prophet, whatever it may be, sit down and read the book or read this Bible, whatever, and just walk out and say, I got a revelation and nothing happened. God don't want that. God has showed us, and it will not happen. Oh, it'll happen in people that's not his. Yeah. But his genuine elected will hear the word, receive the word, and it'll manifest, which is something that's been so lacking for so many years. Think about it, saints. How many people's in this message that has heard this message for 40, 50, and 60 years and still ain't been a rapture? Now think about it. Still can look at a life and see that this revelation ain't there. Heard it for maybe 50, 60 years, and a wife still isn't under submission to the husband. And they got a revelation? It's either God will still have mercy and grace till we receive it, or them people just ain't it regardless. They're not elected. But somewhere in this earth, on this earth, there is people that is elected. They receive that word and get a clear understanding, and it vindicates them. God does not lie. You see? Now, by hearing these things, as I bring it back to your attention, if there is something on the inside of you, there should be something stirring on the inside. I've got to get this done. This has to happen in my life. And you will cry out for revelation more than anything in this life. There's got to be a reason why a person would cry out for revelation. He isn't just going to be sitting there, maybe they just got to thinking about, yeah, okay, I got to cry out for revelation. There's got to be something work on the inside that causes a desperation to cry out for revelation. You see? All right? By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with, what did I just get done saying? Moved with fear. What do you think the true is going to do today? God reveals something, and you'll move with a fear, a godly fear in your heart. This has got to be done. Every time faith came forth or was revealed to a people, them people moved. Here? And they moved scripturally. No, it's explained here. Now, oh, now, wait a minute, Brother Steve, that just happened to hit there in that scripture. No, it didn't. God knew exactly why he'd put that there. Noah feared. Why did Noah fear? Because he knew what was revealed to him. He had to do exactly what God said to do, the way he said to do it, or him and his family was lost. Yeah. People can't see that today. They don't have that fear, that godly fear, that if they don't do what God said to do, and if it don't happen in their life like God said it would happen, and be vindicated like he said happened, who cares the attitude anymore? Fear? I'm a son of God. I was in the thoughts of God before the world was ever formed. That's all you get done hearing. I'm going to tell you, friends, you will move with a godly fear in your heart if you see this not moving in your life like it has to be. Noah did. Are we any better than Noah? No. Friends. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world. Now, what is going to happen, friends, right here? If we move out by faith, God reveals it to us, and it's genuinely revealed. And we move out by faith, and we keep climbing with this word in our lives, and it keeps vindicating itself, and you keep overcoming, and Christ's overcoming for you, and taking your life over, getting a greater preeminence in your life. What do you think this world's going to think? Talk about oddballs. They'll notice you. Oh, yeah. They'll notice you being different than all these other so-called Christians. They'll notice there's something different. Even among believers themselves, they'll notice something's going on. Then people's got something real. There's something real happening in their life. We've had this message for 40, 50 years, and I ain't seen that happen yet, but it's happening there. And that person, they're going to see it, friends. Yeah. He says here, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for an inheritance, obeyed. What else does faith cause? Obedience. Once truly revealed, it produces obedience. Yeah. That's what I say. A woman, if she doesn't, well, she might have it revealed to her, she says. But if it's truly revealed, it'll bring obedience. And she will be obedient unto her husband. Us men, it will bring us obedient to the word of God 100% if it's revealed. Now, if it's not revealed, well, it just goes on if I happen to remember to keep the word when the circumstance arises. Or if I'm in the right mood. Or if things are going just right, I might keep the word. I might obey the word. If everything's just right, and if I don't have a headache and my toe don't hurt, I might keep the word. Yeah. That's about all as further as it'll go. Right there. But when it's revealed to you, it's between death and life. It'll stir an obedience in your heart. You see? He says, and he went out not knowing whether he went. By faith he sojourned in a land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. See what else it'll do? You always know God is faithful. Regardless of what the promise is, you'll know he's always faithful. What true faith will do. You see? Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in the multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. And when we get a true revelation, friends, God truly reveals to us these great, wonderful mysteries that he's given to us in this day, how we too also will know this is not a real home. This is not the real me. This is just a tabernacle and old coat that the real me is wearing. Yeah. This is not eternal, but this on the inside is eternal. And I'll pick up a glorified body, a theophany, and it'll be a complete eternal unit, you see. But right now, this unit now is not eternal. This human spirit isn't eternal, and this flesh isn't eternal. The only thing eternal about us is the soul. Okay? All right. He goes on to say, For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. My, we'll truly be longing, loving the appearing of the Lord if things really truly are revealed. Yeah. You'll see a people that knows this down here is not their real home. They'll not. And their life will show it. You'll be able to see by their life, they're not planning on staying here for 1,000 years. No, not in this life. They're not planning on being here forever. No, you'll see it in their life. They'll see it by what's been revealed to them. that they are waiting and watching and loving the appearing of the Lord Jesus, you see. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Do you know there's a city prepared for you? Oh my, glory. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received, listen, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. True, genuine faith, friends, may put you in a position that may seem like you're going to lose everything you have. Some of the may the greatest thing in life that you love. Yeah. It may put you in some real sticky situations. But you'll know God is there to deliver. Without a doubt. Discouraged? How could you get discouraged? How could there be a give up attitude? As Joshua and Caleb, men and brethren, we are more than able to take the land. That's those that has had a real revelation given to them. Yeah. Now those that don't are like the 10 spies. It's too much. I can't do it. They're much greater than I am. Those giants, there's way too many of them. I can't do it. I must not have been born for this. Then probably you wasn't. But Joshua and Caleb knew they were born for it. What God had promised them, they knew God was more than able to give it to them. That's what faith always does, even as Abraham explained it. Counting things that are not as though they are. Oh my. Now I'm reading these things to prepare you for something. Okay? If we can't match this, you'll never match what's coming. It won't happen. No. He says here, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. I see something had to be revealed to them, for them to take little Moses down there and put him in the Nile and let him float down the river in the basket. See? By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. You got to think now in reality what kind of a situation had been. Here he was at a life of ease and luxury and everything at his fingertips. And then to stand before Pharaoh's daughter and say, you are not my mother. I don't belong to this place. Oh my, who revealed this to him? How could he stand on such a thing as that? Sometimes when we get in our little tests and trials and little things we go through, we think we're the only one that's going through this. We think, well, there's no way for me to go through this. Why has it happened to me? And if we just read this Bible, friends, our little things ain't much. It ain't much, friends. No. But these people, by faith, stood and stood some more and stood some more because God revealed something to them. And we've been given a message of the hour that these people didn't have. Look what we've got.
And still we can get so depressed and so nervous and so shook up and so torn to pieces over things that happen in this life. Sometimes a message can come forth and it just say, oh, he's preaching right at me. I might as well give up. Seriously. Have you got what these people had? These people had a revelation. That's what we're supposed to have. But we ain't got enough gumption about us to take and cry out to God for a revelation. We just come in and listen to it, gain intellectually, you remember what it said, bang, I got a revelation, I'm going out the door. Nonsense. If you've got a revelation, it will prove you've got one. You see? Choosing rather to suffer the affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches. Now think of this. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. I imagine it would have probably been a pretty bad situation for Moses to do what he did, to walk away from that, and then to start, far as to the king's eyes, causing trouble with his people, his land, his own household. Moses causing all this trouble. That's the way he looked at it. And I'm sure Moses more than once felt his neck was on the line. Yeah. When he could have so easily said, I changed my mind. I went back into Egypt and I'll do what you want me to. It'd been so much easier. So much less stress. So much less nervousness to have to go through. So much less pain. So much less hunger. A lot better clothes to wear. Everything would have been a whole lot better, you know. But yet he chose the other way of affliction and suffering for Jesus Christ. Now think of that. It says here, for he said, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Wow. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, essaying to do, were drowned. Think of this. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down. Are you getting a picture in your mind that when something's revealed, it gets followed through? Are you getting that picture? When something's really revealed, the divine revelation of God comes to you, it doesn't fail. Even to the Red Sea opening up. Even to these walls of Jericho we're about to read. My. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I more say? Now, he could just go on and on, you see. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell on. What happened when God revealed? Of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David, also of Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight,
turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might attain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. All this to God revealing something. Wow. They were stoned. Oh my. They were sold asunder. Were tempted. Were slain with the sword. Have you heard anything yet that this doesn't surpass what you've been through? This truly surpasses anything we've been through. Through faith, these people endured and performed what God wanted done in their life. I ask you again, do we really have revelation? Or have we just accepted it? They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report, through faith, receive not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Listen to that. These precious, precious warriors of faith, still without us, cannot be made perfect. What kind of people must we be? Shall we express the days we have left in this life of being much weaker than they? Shall we express of receiving God's word as to say, and not manifest? Would God have a people like that? When he says right here, they without us should not be made perfect. How could God have some weakling stuff out here that he gives his word to, and then they say with their mouth they receive it, they got revelation, and yet nothing happens? How could it be? Could it possibly be that way? No. And it will not be that way. If I stop right there, saints, surely we ought to see our need. Surely there ought to be something on the inside that would cry out to God for revelation. Have we yet truly become prisoners of the Lord Jesus Christ? Which is a revelation. Have we truly become prisoners? Just simple. Something is that. Have we got the revelation? I'm just asking. When I read of people like this, and I ain't even went back into the prophet's message tonight. Here I've almost been a half hour already. I haven't even went back into what the prophet's saying. I'm going to say now. Do I really even know what revelation is? Well, Brother Steve, I know because I got excited. The tares rejoiced. That's revelation. Well, sure, the true bride, when she does receive revelation, there is a stimulation of revelation. But other people can get happy too. Other people can get excited. What is this? Without faith, friends, I'll leave this in closing. I trust that you will meditate upon this. In closing,
I'll say it again as he said. Without faith, it is impossible for you or I to please God. It ain't going to happen. Unless God truly reveals his word. If he truly reveals it, you might say, well, I wouldn't have hung on this long if I didn't have a revelation. Oh, is that true? So is that true? Friend, there'll be many false ones hang on to the end. Just like Judas did. So, Brother Steve, you really make me doubt my salvation now. Well, I'd rather come to a point that I had time still to fix it than come to the time I couldn't fix it. But never did I see where God's people ever played around. Took it serious all the time. If Noah wouldn't have took it serious, he'd have never got that boat built. If Abraham wouldn't have took it serious, he'd have never had that child. He would have never went and bought the bird's eyes and the booties. If Moses wouldn't have took it serious, he definitely wouldn't have risked his life to do what he did. But all these men by faith took it serious. And surely, as they marched around them great walls, that city, if they wouldn't have took it serious, surely that would have never happened. But they'd done every detail God told them to do. When to do it, how many times to do it, and told them how to prep themselves and everything. In detail, they did it. They obeyed. And God performed what he told them he would do. It ain't no different with us. If we really apply ourselves to this, God will keep his promise. He will do everything he says he will do with it in our lives. I don't know how much more or how more I could make this more serious, friend. We could be like the one, the rich man, that went to hell. It was burning. Fire all around him. Very hot. And he said, if you just have Abraham go to my brothers, yeah, they will listen to him. If one come raised from the dead and go to him, no. If they don't listen to my prophets, they never do it. If we won't listen to God's prophet in this word and these prophets in this scripture, you think something else is going to do it for you? You think something else is going to take and make this more real to you to where you really get serious with this thing? No. That's why right now we should be crying out for revelation. Genuine revelation. A revelation that'll move us out and stir something in our hearts to be able to do like these men did. Yeah. Be obedient to the word. Actually be a people excited and thinking about and longing or loving the appearing of the Lord. Actually really love the appearing of the Lord, not just talk about it. But really love the appearing of the Lord. Yeah. Not just come from the lips. Yeah, oh, I love the appearing of the Lord. I just can't wait. One thing about it, if you really love the appearing of the Lord, friends, you're going to be buying bird's eyes and booties for it. You're going to be getting ready. It's upon your heart, your mind. We're not here building cities and have this fine, great, big, long, nice, this and that and the other. No. We're here thinking about what God has prepared for us. And we're getting ready for it. Yeah. But we'll keep planting taters. You got to keep living. Yeah. But all the time you're thinking about what God has prepared for you. You're thinking about what he wants done in your life. You're thinking about him having the complete preeminence of your life. You're thinking about and meditating upon this reality of being a true prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's no wonder so many times we can ask for things and not get it, because our hearts condemn us. And we can't ask. We can't ask with confidence. But if we would see in our life this word given to us of these things, of him having the preeminence and the prisoner, Lord Jesus Christ, being obedient to the word of God, we see this in our life, we'd have this confidence that we could ask and God would give it to us. But we're still condemned because we're knowing we're not doing what he said to do yet. We know we don't match this men of faith I just read about. Why, my, this little test and trials of life, a little discomfort for the flesh comes along, and we're just nothing but murmurers and complainers. Complaining about this, too hot, or this is too cold, or this, I don't like this, and I don't like this taste, and I don't want to go here, and I don't like this, and I don't like that, and I can't stand this, and I can't stand that. Just one thing after another. Oh my. Truth hurts, doesn't it? It does. But friends, I may not seem like much of a friend to you, but a real friend will tell you the truth. Yeah. He'll let you know that now's the time to get ready. Now's the time to cry out to God. These things be in your life. As I said this morning, help us, Lord. Help us. But Brother Steve, we're a pretty good church now. We're pretty good people, you know, and we're not in the world like some of these people are, and this, that, and the other. Yet do we have faith like that I just read? It closes the mouths of lions. Yeah. That would maybe cause somebody that's really hot under the collar at you for something that maybe you didn't even do, they just thought you did it. And you can return words of peace and love and respect. And it causes the wrath to be turned away. Can we do that? That wrath coming from that person's mouth, that lion's mouth that's wide open. Can faith be there present enough in our lives that we can close the wrath at that lion's mouth? Oh my. Lord, help us. You know? Saints, sometimes I don't know what else more to say other than these things, to bring these things and try to make sure that we get it. Torments me. We must have this. We must. Because if we can't match it, we're not bright. We're not. We may as well not fool ourselves. The only way we're bright is if we can match this word. And know we're bright then. There's too many people telling with their lips they profess that they are. They make all kind of profession. Oh, I'm this and I'm that and I'm a believer and I believe prophet's message and I believe the scripture and I believe blah, 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 blah. So what? What lives through us? You know? What's truly living? Oh my. Am I getting too hard for you? I trust that I'm not. I trust that I'm not. I trust something will stir in your heart. But you'll see the hour we live in. Could you imagine being one of them people? So deceived that you thought you was a Christian and you're not? Could Could you imagine that? But that's the age we're living in. One of the most deceiving ages that ever was. The only way I can know I'm not deceived is if I can line up with that word. Lord, forgive me. That's what should be in our hearts. Lord, forgive me. Help me. And you may think you ain't got nothing to pray about. I mean, seriously, if the Lord would come down in a supernatural form and stand before you and say, confess now before me if you have been crying out for revelation. And see where thou standest before me. What would you do? What would you do? Is that serious? Could you stand before him and say, Lord, thou knowest my heart, as Peter did when he kept saying, feed my sheep, feed my sheep. And Peter said, thou knowest my heart. Would you be able to stand and say, thou knowest my heart? I've continuously cried out for revelation. I want this word made real to me in every part of it. Or would we have to bow our head and say, Lord, forgive me. I haven't been interested. I haven't been interested to receive revelation. I just thought maybe I was because I come to church and I wanted to hear the preaching. I wanted to be there in service and I guess, Lord, I haven't really been sincere and truly cried out for revelation. How would we have to stand before the Lord? You sit there now and know how you would have to stand before Him. Knowing He would look right down in your heart. He would look right down into your thoughts. You say, oh, I don't think God could do that. He did it through a prophet. Yes, He did. He couldn't do it now? Oh, yes. He still does it. For He searcheth the reins, knows our hearts, knows our thoughts. I trust God will put a greater longing, hunger in our hearts to really be what He wants us to be. Are you really satisfied with what you got? Do you just get satisfied because you come in this building and you're part of a little group in this little building and we have fellowship together and we call ourselves believers and we try to do everything right the best we can? Are you satisfied with that? I'm not. I want to be everything that word tells me. Everything. And I fall short. And I pray, God, help me. Help me, Lord, to not fall short. Help me to understand. Give me revelation. Take my life completely over. Oh, Lord. It could be amen or oh me. And it's not oh me, amen to me. It's oh, amen to His word. You see. And I'm not telling you anything but what He has already given us. Just by God's grace and mercy. I trust may we hurt, may be able to hurt or hit certain punchlines to strike our hearts as we exhort upon it. Amen. May God richly bless you. Let us all stand. Heavenly Father, as we come to the close of another service, and we trust, dear Jesus, that You would help us. Forgive us of our sins and iniquities. Forgive us of our shortcomings. Forgive us of our slothfulness. Lord, stir something in our hearts like never before. We're in the last moments of time. And everything must be just exactly the way You said it would be. You already proved it, Lord. You've already vindicated down through the Scripture. That, Lord, what You called a man for and revealed Your word to him, it was fulfilled through him. It's exactly what You revealed to him. And may these examples of faith, Lord, strike something in our heart. May it strike a chord of reality. The Lord, it'll stir our hearts to cry out for revelation more than anything else in this life. It's more important than our home. It's more important than our job. It's more important than our family. It's more important than all these things, Lord. May we seek first the kingdom. If we seek first you and your righteousness, then, Lord, all these other things shall be added unto us. You promised it, and it won't fail. If we'll just obey what you tell us to do. It may look like sometimes, Lord, we always got to have our finger in it. We've always got to have our hand into this and that. But, Lord, if we just do what you said do, you will keep your promise. And help us, Lord, to be able to trust you and know you'll be able to keep that promise in our lives. As those men of faith did. They put all their trust in you. When you revealed it, their trust went to you. They knew they couldn't do it. Just as something as simple, Lord, as that great walls of Jericho falling. Lord, them men knew they couldn't do it. They knew they couldn't do it, but they knew that what they did by obeying you, that you would take care of it. And you did it, Lord. And Lord, even as they was in battle and the sun was going down too quick, the promise was that you would give them the enemy. They'd take the enemy. And circumstances stood in the way. Even the very sun. So the sun had to hang exactly where it was at and the moon over the valley of Ajalon until the job was done. Men of faith, men that had things revealed to them. And look what you're trying to reveal to us in this hour, Lord. I trust you'll help us to be able to be that people, Lord, that'll see this fulfilled in our lives. We thank you now, Lord, for this few words. May it be a word of encouragement, Lord, and not discouraging. But Lord, knowing a promise is laying out there for us. And by faith and through grace, we're more than able to take the land. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. I trust, Lord, that you'll place in these people's heart that I love them and I want to see them make it. And chastisement may seem grievous at the time. It may seem so hard and so, oh God, mercifulness. But Lord, it yields forth a fruitful, peaceable fruit of righteousness. And Lord, we put our trust in that. Bless these people now, Lord. I've tried to do all I can to help them. They're yours. They're your blood purchased. And Lord, I can only put my trust in you. That you'll not only help them, but help me. And help us all, Lord, lest we perish. We ask in your glorious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to live the way he wants me to live. I want to give until there's just no more to give. I want to love till there's just, oh, hallelujah. Oh, God. I could never, ever outlove my Lord. May God richly bless you. Truly, saints, do you understand what I'm saying? I trust you do. Yes, sometimes it bothers me, or many times it does, all the time, I should say. It bothers me, and I sometimes fear. Some may not understand. And you'll leave and go out, and the wolves will destroy you. Grievous wolves waiting on you to destroy you. But friends, there is a truth, and we must hold to that truth. The word must become a reality in our lives. I trust that you understand what I mean. I trust you understand these scriptures. God will reveal and give us revelation. I trust God will do that because we truly need it. Truly. And not to make it sound like you have no revelation. I'm sure you do. But do we have yet what we need for God to fulfill in our lives what he wants to fulfill? That's the thing. Are you seeking it? Are you searching it? Are you crying out to God? Or are you just living, oh, I'm living a happy life. I'm a Christian. Brother Steve, don't worry about me. I do worry. I trust God will help us all. Amen. May God bless you. You're dismissed.